The Apostle Paul assures us, when we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ, nailing the record of our sins to the cross. Jesus says to you, your sins are forgiven. Be at peace and tell everyone how much God has done for you. Amen. Blessed Lord God, you have caused the Holy Scriptures to be written for the nourishment of your people. Grant that we may hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that comforted by your promises we may embrace and forever hold fast the hope of eternal life which you have given us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Psalm 1. Happy are they who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seats of the scornful. Their delight is in the law of the Lord, and they meditate on God's teaching day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season, with leaves that do not wither. Everything they do shall prosper. It is not so with the wicked. They are like chaff which the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked shall not stand upright when judgment comes, nor the sinner in the counsel of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall be destroyed. We'll enter now into a time of dwelling in the Word, a spiritual practice of reading and dwelling with the biblical text, with an openness to be formed by the living Word. This is a practice that values simply noticing, without judgment, what arises within us as we listen and conscientiously absorb God's Word to us. We read not for information, but for spiritual formation, by being patient and listening. We'll read the text twice, followed each time by a minute of silence. After that first reading, you're invited simply to notice what is arising in you from hearing the word. What emotion do you feel? What's a word or phrase that is staying with you? Don't worry about analyzing things too much or asking what the message might be, but just simply notice what is present to you. After that time of silence and noticing, we'll read the text a second time. And this time, pay attention to what God might be saying to you today through this text. Is it a word of comfort, encouragement, a word of love, or is it perhaps a call to action? What is God's word for you today? Again, we'll spend some time now dwelling in the Word. A reading from Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. What are you noticing as you contemplate this text today? We'll take a minute of silence. Again, we hear from the Gospel of Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. What word is God speaking to you today through this text? We'll take another minute of quiet. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Almighty, gracious Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit renews the Church in every age. Pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort us in times of trial. Renew us in your covenant of love, and bestow on us your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first and the great commandment. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the goodness of your creation. For the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness. For the gifts of relationship with others. For the communion of faith in your church. And for all those other things for which we are thankful for today. Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all your children, and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for those who govern nations of the world, for people in countries ravaged by strife or warfare, for all who work for peace and harmony among nations, for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land, and for all those who have asked for our prayers, or whom you have laid on our hearts to pray for. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The peace of Christ be with you this day. Amen. Lastly, for a kind of public service announcement, I would love to hear from you. If you're a person who has enjoyed this time, if you are making use of morning prayer, tell me about your experience. I'd love to know how things are going for you, what you would like in your morning prayer experience, what could be different. Anything that you have to say. I'd really enjoy hearing what this means to you. So if you'd like to give me a call, and you have the church contact information and my contact information, I would really love to hear from you. If you'd like to write an email, quick note, that would be also wonderful to see. Thank you. Blessings in your day.